Connor, welcome back to Phantom Island. This, of course, is the We're Not All Like This edition. I'm gonna be a little bit vulnerable for a second, if that's okay with you.
Please.
So, growing up where I did and living where I do, there are fan bases in the country that I don't, like, have a real read on. Like, Michigan, Ohio State, Indiana, for sure, at this point. Like, yeah, okay, I have an idea of what those fan bases are. And when I go into an episode, we've done all three of those schools on this program, when I go into an episode about those schools, I'm like, okay, I, like, have an idea of what the baseline is. I know sort of what questions I want to ask to sort of pick at that. And I understand, maybe most importantly, how their neighbors all feel about them. To have a good sense of certainly how Michigan and Ohio State feel about each other, but about how Michigan State feels about those programs, or about how Indiana feels about Purdue, or something like that. Wisconsin is a very tricky one to me. Like, I know a handful of Wisconsin people. I have, like, my own thoughts about Wisconsin athletics and Wisconsin fans. I know about Jump Around. I like Bucky the Badger. But, like, I don't have a good sense for, like, what's the rep within the Big Ten and within the Midwest? So if you'll indulge me, can you be sort of my ambassador to say, okay, this is what the rest of us think about Wisconsin and their fans?
I would be honored. So I would say off the rip, you have to do the classic, oh, well, Madison, just what an incredible college town. Mm-hmm, so let me say, Madison, what an incredible college town. Okay. Have I been there? No. Sure. Okay. Off of reputation alone? I texted you this before we got on, but my dad ended up getting his grad degree at IU, but did a year at Wisconsin prior to IU. And he ended up getting an MBA. So I was like, Dad, why did you study Spanish and political science for a year at Wisconsin? And he said, I just wanted to have fun. And he felt the best place to go do that was Madison, Wisconsin.
Sure, sure.
Have I said something about the fan base yet? No, that is the place. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. I think there are a lot of externals that you assume about the fan base. I have actually a family member who's got an undergrad degree from Wisconsin. Really enjoy him. Great time. So I'd say the people overall, it's like, unless you're a Minnesota fan, of course, I think there's actually positive feelings toward the fan base. Now toward the athletic teams, I think is a totally different feeling. Okay. For example, I can't stand Wisconsin men's basketball. I think it's a skirt. Like, it is. It should be eliminated from the planet, what they've done to our Big Ten. Greg Gard's modernized it a bit, but I think Bo Ryan should be in basketball prison. Not real prison, but just basketball prison for what he did to the style of basketball in this conference. This has nothing to do with Indiana never, ever, literally not once winning in the Kohl Center. Nope. This has everything to do with using up 34 of 35 and now 29 of 30 seconds on the shot clock, chucking it up with all of these, I can say this, I'm from Indiana, corn-fed jump shooters. The fighting buzz cuts. I have no good feelings toward the men's basketball program. I'm not going to lie to you. Now, okay. I will say a lot of aspiring Big Ten schools in football, like my own university, always pointed to Wisconsin as, why can't we be Wisconsin? Like, because they weren't, I mean, for a long time, they weren't good at college football.
Yes, it's not a program that you're like, back to the 20s, 8 national titles, right, or blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It's basically Barry Alvarez that kicked it all off. And so a lot of us always pointed at Wisconsin as a model of, like, developing an identity. So while maybe you didn't enjoy their style of playing football, I think there was a lot of respect among fan bases like mine that's like, well, why can't we do that? Why can't we build an identity and, you know, have a pretty high ceiling, not a Michigan and Ohio State ceiling. But anyway, that's my vantage point as a Big Ten graduate. People great, campus fun, football team a lot of us aspired to. Men's basketball program, get out of my face.
We also get to talk about Wisconsin volleyball, Wisconsin women's hockey. It is like a very well-rounded athletic department that is not, is maybe struggling in some respects and in other respects is doing perfectly well. And as a result, to bring it back to, of course, the home field of it all, when you go to homefieldapparel.com and you look at the Wisconsin collection, there's just like the options here are really amazing. Like, because A, so much Bucky Badger. Impossible. Like, it's really hard.
Bucky Badger.
Like, why could I hate Bucky Badger walking around with, I don't know what the toothpick thing is that the band leader holds and band Twitter's so mad at me right now for saying
the toothpick thing. Yeah, for sure.
The toothpick thing. But you can get one of Bucky leading the band with his band toothpick. I don't know why I keep saying it. I'm sorry.
Yep, it's the toothpick.
I'm sorry, band people. There's
Ryan saying, I wasn't a band nerd in high school. Sorry. That's what Ryan's trying to say to you.
I don't know how to play a single instrument. I am a disappointment. Okay. I don't feel great about it. But I appreciate that there is the variety of what Homefield has to offer for Wisconsin fans in shirt and hoodie and long sleeve form and all of that is a good reflection of like, oh yeah, Wisconsin has like the same sort of variety in their sports teams.
Yeah, we did our hockey hoods last January and there were only two schools that got multiple hockey hoods for men's and women's hockey, and Wisconsin was one of them. The other one is in a state over. I won't say who, Wisconsin fans. But they do provide a lot between, I mean, you mentioned it. They're good across a good variety of sports, including volleyball, of course, too. Really good at volleyball.
Well, that's enough from the Indiana grad and the Florida grad about what Wisconsin means. Let's bring on some Wisconsin fans to actually tell us what it means to be a Badger.
Every rustle in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
I am Kendrick Stumbris, born and raised in the state of Wisconsin. I am a University of Wisconsin-Madison alumnus. I entered the career transfer portal in 2022 and have been talking about writing about the Wisconsin Badgers ever since for a podcast called Talking Badgers, a blog covering Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hockey, Badger Breakaway, and now Wisconsin Badgers on SI.
Hi, I'm Nicole Hazy. I'm a lifelong Wisconsin resident, and I've been covering women's hockey nationally and at the University of Wisconsin for about 15 years. I write at the Victory Press, and I'm the women's college hockey writer at uscho.com.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. My name is Drew Hamm. I am an alum of the University of Wisconsin, a legacy alum, as both of my parents attended school there. And then I am also probably known in the athletic department as an annoying agitator who requests documents and comments on things they do not want to produce documents nor comments on.
I want to start with a little bit of self-scouting. If you look at the Wisconsin fan base as a whole, what do you think is the greatest strength of this community?
I think there are, in terms of most state schools, there's just a lot of people who grew up around the program to some extent. And there just is a big football tradition in the state of Wisconsin that kind of ties everything together with the Green Bay Packers and it being a community-owned team, a community-oriented enterprise. There is that like collegial sense to the Green Bay Packers in that vein that clearly transfers over to the University of Wisconsin as well. And I think whether that means people have, you know, ties to the university themselves or they just have lived in the state their whole life, there is a certain pattern that people know and understand about following, you know, their sports teams and feeling bought into them as a community that I think a lot of people in the state of Wisconsin and then people from outside of it who enroll at the university all understand and all can take from their day-to-day lives.
Hey, you want to listen to the rest of this episode and every episode of Numbers and Words, where we talk to smart sports analytics people from our perspective as, well, not that? You want to listen to Stephen Godfrey dispense wisdom and advice and behind-the-scenes information about college football on The Single Wing? The solution is easy. You go to phantomisland.show, sign up for a paid membership, and you get access to all that and a lot more down the road. Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.